I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Coming up this week, a number of West Virginia school kids are going to be demonstrating their knowledge of the outdoors, and they'll go head-to-head with students from other schools to see who knows the most. It's called the Envirothon, and I'll tell you what it's all about coming up after this. Teams of five students each compete in the annual West Virginia Envirothon that's happening this week at the Canaan Valley Resort State Park in an event that's been going on in West Virginia since 1997. Art Shomo with DNR explains it's a nationally sanctioned event.
It's a international competition. Canada is involved in it also. And as I said, it's a hands-on competition. There's four main subjects, wildlife, and then forestry, soils, and aquatics, or water study. And then there's a fifth current topic, which is decided, changes from year to year, and is decided upon by the National Envirothon Committee.
And the students will gather this week in Canaan Valley. Day one is largely a review of what they should have already been studying.
And the first day is where the teams come, and it's kind of a review day. We set up our stations, like I do the wildlife exam. So I'll set up my skulls and furs and tracks and just kind of review with them, with the teams. Hopefully they've studied it before some, but in some cases it's kind of the first time they're going over it. And so I go over them. It's kind of like teaching to the test, but anyway, then they do the same for forestry. The soils, they'll have a soil pit, and they'll have to go down and determine what, you know, how to determine what soils are in the soil layers. So, as I said, we kind of make it hand-on as much as possible. And aquatic, they're in a stream part of the time, identifying, maybe checking pH, other things like that. On the fifth topic, which is the current topic that changes from year to year, they do an oral presentation. So they're given a scenario, and which is, you know, a long problem, basically, and then they have to come up with a presentation on how they would resolve that issue or treat that problem.
And day two is the written test and the oral presentation. Teams compete for some good scholarship money.
So, like, the first-place team overall wins $5,000 scholarship, which means $1,000 for each student. And that can be used for post-secondary education, college, I think vocational school, whatever they go to after high school.
And there are also $5 cash prizes that are split between the students and their advisors if they win one of the five station competitions individually. The event, again, is this week at Canaan Valley. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.